thank you so richly, so wonderfully, in the name above all names, the name of your Son, Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you for that encouragement. Thank you for your voice. Come away. And Lord, that isn't for some time in the future. Lord, it's right now. Oh, it's right now. Oh, she that will take flight with you goes right now. Now, Lord, thank you that it's only you and your stirring and your spirit, Lord God, and your comfort and your word, Lord, that causes us to rise up. There's nothing of our strength that could ever do it. There's nothing of our might that could ever perform it. Lord, it's only you and your great love, your truth, the word of your grace that builds us up, that causes us to stand and to arise. Lord, thank you. Now cause us, Lord, to mount up this morning. Oh, the wings of eagle, Lord God, and to run, Lord God, and to run well, and to run single-purposed, Lord, to win you. Lord, thank you for this encouragement that only you can bring. Thank you again that we live in the time that we can be, and thank you that we are filled with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Thank you for the power of your might. Thank you for that love that's shed abroad in our hearts. And Lord, we give you the praise, the thanksgiving, the honor. Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for the worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. He is so good to us. Oh, he's so good. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. This morning, we'll begin in Ephesians chapter 2. And we'll also be reading from Hebrews 11. So Ephesians chapter 2 and Hebrews 11. Now last week, we began a journey into the thought and glory of God's choice. And we, I believe, realized very clearly, very powerfully, even though we have millions of choices, brothers and sisters, there is really but one choice every single time. And that truly is to choose God's choice. And isn't that wonderful that we don't have to wonder what God chooses? He always chooses his word. And praise the Lord that it is so apparent, it is so clear, it is so nigh to us, and again, lives in us, the Word. And today, he's leading us even a little further into his very heart. And what I mean by that is the very intention of his choice, the intent of it. And what will be so apparent, brothers and sisters, which I'm confident we all already know, but I pray that it'll only cause more rejoicing, is the intention for us, for our lives, the intention of his choice is faith. It's faith. Faith is what pleases God. As it tells us very clearly in Hebrews 11:6, it's impossible to please God without faith. So, he being God, isn't it amazing how he designed every bit of our entire life to function but one way, and that is by faith. By faith, the master plan of all, praise be to God, the just shall live by faith. Praise the Lord. Now, we get excited about it, we smile, and we should, because it is so wonderful, it sounds so wonderful, but when we really face that faith is the substance of things hoped for, and faith is the evidence of things not seen, I'm going to tell you something what's imperative for your sanity. Huh? Imperative for our peace of mind. We better know the Word of God. Amen? Amen. We better believe the Word of God. And praise be to God, we best really realize the power of faith. The power in believing Jesus. And matter of fact, that's the only power there will ever come, in a sense, and really settle into your life, is faith. And I am always comforted by the Lord as he tells me, and he tells us in his word, and he whispers this to me, I believe, 24/7. Faith worketh by love. Isn't that wonderful? See, faith doesn't work by my might. Faith doesn't work by my knowledge. Faith doesn't work by my goodness. Faith doesn't work by my working. Faith works one way, and that's by love. And I am so grateful to God. That's why Jesus Christ tells us in Ephesians, so wonderful, as Paul says, that we would know the love of Christ. And when you know the love of Christ and grow in the love of Christ, you'll believe him. Your faith will increase. Your faith will abound. And it is amazing. And we've spoken about it so many times. God has made it so clear even in our natural relationships, even with our families. When we know we're loved, we believe. Praise the Lord. When we know we're loved and we're encouraged by ones that we know that love us, like our parents and things of that nature, it's amazing what we can achieve. How beyond that it can't even be compared with the love of the Father, and more specifically, the love of the Word of God that works effectually. The Word works effectually, powerfully, like dynamite in them that believe. But see, brothers and sisters, God help us, if we miss the love of God, even our faith is for naught. I could have faith to move mountains, and if I have not the love of God, it doesn't profit me a thing. It's going to work one way. It's going to work because he loves me. His word works for me because he loves me. His word's not going to work for you because you've done so many good things. Or his word is not going to work for you because you've done so many bad things. His word works for you because he loves you. He loves you. He so loves you. He adores you beyond anything there ever has been, will be. You're his son. You're his son. You're his child. And there is an ache and there is a wound, praise God, that every father has for their child. And how much the ache and the wound our Father has, because it's the ache and the wound of his Son that he gave freely for you. The ache, praise God, that his Son became sin for you who knew no sin. The ache and the wound that he was abused and he was torn and he was battered. He was ridiculed, all of those things, even separated from God himself. You talk about an ache and a wound the Father has for you. There's nothing that could ever be compared. He who touches you touches the apple of his eye. The apple of his eye. He is so for us that nothing, no one can be against us. Oh my. And all because he so loves me. Not because of anything else except the perfect love of God. And brothers and sisters, it is in that perfect love that God so desires that the Word, his perfect Word, the only thing that is perfect, the Word chews everything in our life for us. It's the truth. This is the lamp unto our feet. This is the path. This is the way, the Word. And that's what God desires. God desires and is pleased only by faith. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So it is the Word that God points to in everything. And again, we thank the Lord to say, oh Lord, yes, your Word is to choose everything for our life. It does sound so wonderful. But to lay hold of that, to lay hold of him, the Word, to direct us, to lay hold of the Word, to have our complete confidence in him to do it. What a good fight of faith it is to trust in Jesus. Amen? Oh, yes, yes, yes. And it's moment by moment. It's not moment by moment am I going to heaven. It's just moment by moment am I going to believe God. It's going to be moment by moment am I going to allow faith to reign. Am I going to allow let this mind be in you which was also in Christ Jesus. Or am I going to let my natural mind or my friend's natural mind or all of these natural minds to enter in to do all the thinking for me. That's the fight of faith, brothers and sisters. And you see, not only does he know the way for us, but he has even chosen the path for us, every step, for every moment of our dwelling, and even for our occupation, everything about us. I want you to read Ephesians 2:10 with me, as it says here. For we are his workmanship, his alone, his doing, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, excellent things, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. See, God's choice, brothers and sisters, knows the way that we take our whole entire life. And what he has chosen for each and every one of us is though the outward man perish, the inward man is renewed day by day. Now, why would I say that? Because I'm going to tell you something. It's very clear that God, praise his name, chooses that we would be weakened in the way. Oh, yes. He must increase and I must decrease. Last week we read how Abraham, wonderful, God chose Canaan for him. Just like God chose Canaan for us. And we think of the land of promise that Canaan is and the land flowing with milk and honey that Canaan is. But don't forget this. Canaan also is the land, I love it, of purple. Oh, yes. And isn't that amazing when we're wearing purple and a lot of times the ladies wear purple in here and praise the Lord as we're encouraged. Oh, royalty becomes you. Isn't that beautiful? Oh, yes. To rule and to reign jointly together with Jesus Christ. But understand this, the way of God and the way of his choice. The purple reigning will not come before the purple bruising. If you suffer with me, you'll reign with me. Don't ever forget that. That's the beauty, hallelujah. That's the wonderful, the enduring the good, the hardness is the good soldier. He chooses the foolish things to confound the wise. Through suffering, we reign with him. In his faithfulness, praise God, our life is full of affliction, of weakness, to depend upon him. He wants to be magnified, for he is God. Isn't that wonderful? See, man, we get this. Man, the only thing he wants to do is just like Satan himself did, to magnify himself above God. It's all that man wants to do. They want to take the glory. Even man's humility is pride. Let me show you how humble I am. If that humility is not unto the Lord, it's the stinkinest pride there could ever be. And don't be fooled by it. Don't. I see it all the time. Unless that glory is given to his son and understanding, oh, the wretched man that I am, but for Christ in me, the hope of glory, I missed it all. And don't be swept up with that. Those are the self-righteous, dirty, good works that are subtle things, that are the little things. That's the little leaven that'll leaven the whole lump. Fight and fight on. And a lot of times it ain't pleasant. A lot of times it's not popular to stand and withstand and having done all to stand. Because man looks for what man wants to see. But God doesn't look on the outward appearance. He looks on the heart. And he knows that heart. And he said, oh, I'm going to have grace upon whom I'm going to have grace. And I'm going to have mercy upon whom I'm going to have mercy. And I thank God that he's taught me a lot about his grace and mercy. Oftentimes it comes in my greatest failure. Oftentimes it comes in my greatest doubting. Oftentimes it comes in my unbelief. Because even though I believe not, he abides faithful. How wondrous that is. How magnificent he is. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm going to tell you something about God's way. It makes no sense to man. Matter of fact, faith I'm talking about, and there is but one faith. There's a lot of beliefs out there. There's a lot of religions. But know this and do not be confused. There is but one faith. And that's faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that's just done. You can argue about it. You can fight about it. But I'm not going to waste my time. I'm just going to believe the one. Praise his name. But see, faith, brothers and sisters, to those that do not see, faith to those that do not believe, it's absolute foolishness. It is. It's foolishness. But aren't you thankful as a Christian that you know wisdom is always and only found in faith and by faith? Because by faith, God performs. By faith, God performs. Not again by might or by power or by deed or by my knowledge. It is all by faith. And the 11th chapter of Hebrews, where we're headed here, confirms it as it all began. And I love this. It all began, in a sense, with the father of us all, Abraham. Isn't that wonderful? And just like his journey, our journey too will wind here and there. And we will not know whither we go. And that's the truth. Go on over to Ephesians 11 and see what it says about the father of us all. In the 8th verse of the 11th chapter, it says, by faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise. And listen about this land of promise. In a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. See, Abraham, only by faith, brothers and sisters, only by faith. He knew he was who he was following. He knew who he was following. Sure, he knew where it would lead, but the in-betweens, those doors, those unknown, those unfamiliar places, he had no clue as to where it would wander. He did not know what he would be doing. He did not know what the Lord would have for him. But the one thing he knew, he knew who would always be with him, for he never leaves me nor forsakes me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'll tell you what, so simple I read in this is it's all about one thing. As he said, he sought a continuing city whose builder and maker is God. It's about the end, which is really the beginning. It's about the finish, which is actually the beginning. It's about the city whose builder and maker is God. His life was about the forever. His life was about his arrival in heaven. And he wanted to arrive in there as rich as could be. Isn't that amazing? And you think of the fight of faith for that sweet brother. All of the promises that God told him were there. All the promises that he said that he would have. But wasn't it amazing? Every single one of those promises he had to wait for. But they were already done. But sweet Abram, because of faith, he called those things which be not as though they were. Because God had said it. And he said, I'm just going to believe you, God. And even ones that love the Lord, and even his family, and those that were with him, even his sweet wife. And oh, what a wife. Praise God for her. But she even doubted. She said, I know that the Lord's going to give us this child, but Abraham, it's not going to be me. He didn't mean it's going to be me. He's going to give us this child, but it's going to be through my maidservant. But God had even a plan in that. Even though she believed not, oh, he abided faithful. And oh, what an encouragement, praise be to God for us, that Ishmael is. Isn't that amazing? You think about that. I understand why this world is in so much uproar all the time. I understand why that little tract of land over there in the Middle East is so valuable. I understand why there'll never be peace over there until God sets it up. Isn't it exciting to know that? Isn't it wonderful, hallelujah, that truly you can open a paper and then you can even smile and say, well, the Lord said that too. And the Lord said that, and the Lord said that, and the Lord said that. Sure, it aches my heart to see the evilness of man doing this and that and all of these different things. But I look at the mighty plan of God and I stand back and I say, oh my, oh my. The lights are only shining brighter. Brothers and sisters, Abraham was promised. He was assured. He was confident. He was confident in God's choice. He was confident in God's way. And thank the Lord all the way through. All the way through, even with that precious little boy. Give him that promise. But God said, this is what God has told me. This is what God's word has shown me. And I'm going to offer this child up. And I'm going to believe God. I'm going to believe God in offering this up. Let me tell you something. Whosoever believeth in me shall never die. He was believing that long before God had to tell him about Lazarus. He believed God. They didn't understand it, but he was going to stand in the promises of God, which are yea and amen. He didn't understand it. He didn't know exactly where it was going. But the one thing, by faith, I know where it's leading. Brother sang about, will you go? Do you know where that's leading? If you really knew where that's leading and believed in where that's leading, I'll tell you what, you couldn't even stand within your skin right now. Only the love of God can constrain us. Hallelujah. But see, brothers and sisters, as we close this up, God's choice in the way is the way that you don't think. God's choice in the way is the way that you don't think. God's choice in the way is the way that you don't even choose oftentimes. God's choice in the way is the way that you wish that you didn't choose. Do you believe that God can even work that out for your good? Oh, yes, he does. I'm seeing hundreds of them right out here today. Choices you wish you did not make. But yet God in his divine, hallelujah, love for you. And we know all things work together for good to them that love God. Huh? I'll tell you what, if it took a perfect run of man in his flesh to get it done, there wouldn't be a page written in here. Huh? We would have got through about day five or whatever, and that'd have been it. Well, oops. Yes, we know. We know. But see, brothers and sisters, God's choice is always going to be the way that whittles it down. Whittles it down, narrows it down to those that seek him with sincerity and desire to stand in truth. And if we're going to wait here today, if we're going to wait and again for our lives to make natural sense to us, and I'm talking about ones even close to us, brothers and sisters, I do. I'm perceiving something in my own life. Lord, I get it for my own life, but I'm not necessarily receiving it for others. And I'm talking about others that are so close to me, tender to me. My children, my wife, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. Praise God, I have to receive this for you. We're one in him. We're one body. And I can't just be all right with my elbow, but something's wrong over here and I'm not taking, you know, you don't understand. It's, we're one.
Yes.
One. Jesus. And oftentimes, brothers and sisters, we're waiting around for everything to make sense. And I'm going to tell you something. If we're waiting for that, we will miss it. We will absolutely miss it. And I thank God so much that I have brothers and sisters like Caleb and Joshua. They didn't analyze the situation with the giants in the land. They didn't try to analyze why it wasn't going to work. They believed that God had given it to them, and they went in there and they took it now. I'm thankful for ones like Joseph. He didn't quit in despair. When God showed a door to him, I'm taking you through that, son. I'm taking you out of the family that believes the Lord, and I'm going to drop you into the mouth of the heathen. But you'll never be out of my hands, son. I'm going to show you the power and the faithfulness of God. I'm so grateful that God showed us that a man after God's own heart would not be separated from his love even after adultery and fornication and murder. Huh? I'm glad and so thankful that God showed us that he defeats armies. Not with powerful weapons. Not with mighty numbers of people. Not with great minds. But he defeats them with pitchers that break. And singers, and ones that blow a ram horn. Oh, Jesus, I want a heart like that, don't you? I'm so thankful that God has shown us that he is the Lord thy God that heals us. That it's not in a doctor, that it's not in a medicine, that it's not in a bottle, that it is always the balm in Gilead. That truly he will take that Jordan, that dirty, dirty Jordan, and he'll say, go wash in that and you'll be clean. Oh, I'm so thankful that my Lord, my God, takes up dirt and he spits in it and he puts it in my eye. And he says, now see, that's your God. Now define and tell me that way. That's faith. You cannot describe it. You could not tell of it. You could not pronounce it any other way but by faith. By faith. Oh, Jesus, have your way. Oh, have your way.
I prove my word 7 times before I spoke.
Yes.
My word cannot fail. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will abide forever.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, praise you, my Lord. Yes, praise you. Praise you. Praise you. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, my Jesus.
My children, I want you to know there's nothing in your life that I have allowed that precludes you from when you took that mustard seed of faith, even in a still, small, quiet voice, and said, I will go. I heard you then. There is nothing that can stop you. And though you may lack faith, I will abide faithful for you. Children, don't you know? It is by faith that you will move forward. Don't you know? It is lack of faith that will be the downsetting.
Oh, Jesus.
Trust in me. Place faith in me. I will carry you home.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, God. Now, brothers and sisters, this brings us right back where we began. God's choice in the way. All by faith. And that means it's going to be the way out of the no way. And if we're going to look for practical, if we're going to look for what is real, You better forget God's way then, because God's way is what is possible. And there's one thing about what is possible, to find that, he's always going to have to take you to the impossible to show you to it. It's truth. It's just going to be that way. See, somebody in here knows that. And he encouraged my heart with this last bit. He said, son, when you'll take me to go there, you'll end up in the place where the things hoped for, they actually exist. And the things that are not seen, I prove. Oh. Let's stand and worship him for it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh. Oh, thank you. Oh, I praise you. I praise you. We praise you today in Jesus' name. Lord, we praise you that, Lord, it doesn't have to make sense to my natural mind. Oh, no, because you are the author and the finisher of my faith. And Lord, we believe you in Jesus' name because of your grace. We believe you. And Lord, thank you for the increase of faith today, because it's assured in your word that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Oh, and Lord, you've caused me to feast today. Oh, I thank you that you help my unbelief today. Oh, I thank you that I sing your praises, Lord. Oh, I thank you again for the life that lives in me, that I live by the faith of the Son of God. Oh, and I thank you that he loves me and he gave his life for me. Lord, thank you again, for that's the peace that passes all understanding. And Lord, that is the mind, hallelujah, that is kept in perfect peace, that is stayed upon the word, upon you, Lord God, in your keeping. Lord, help us to know and understand it's not of us to devise our own ways and our own paths. God, help us to cease of that now, right now. Oh, all of us ones. Oh, and I'll get in the front of the line. Oh, that are going to work it out or figure it out, or this is the way it's going to be. Oh, God, may we cease of that immediately, Lord God. And let the mind of Christ reign. And let the mind of Christ reign. And let the mind of Christ reign. Oh, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Praise you, praise you.